Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Let's talk about incorporating more live foods into your daily meals. So I've had this question a lot where maybe someone wants to start eating more live foods, but they don't crave them or actually want them. So I wanted to talk about how to actually move into eating more of the foods that you know feel good, but you're not actually craving. So when the body isn't craving those kind of foods, it's great. Okay, fine. But if you want to start incorporating more veggies, more fruits, things that feel really good in the body, more live foods, when you're caught up in this habit of eating outside of that range of food, your body stops really thinking about it. And there's so much involved with authentic eating and intuitive eating. Our belief system will hinder us from moving forward with eating good food. And when I say good food, I mean like food that keeps us just feeling great, right? Because like, for example, I just could not eat fruit for a while. This belief system in me was because I had followed Atkins for so long that I had this belief that certain fruits were just not good for me. And it wasn't until I got over that belief that I was actually able to eat fruit freely. And I remember when I had that moment where it was like, oh, I had a meal and then I had fruit after the meal and it felt great. Whereas before that, I couldn't eat fruit unless I was starting the day with the fruit and it was an empty stomach. It's weird. Beliefs are weird. So belief systems will screw up how you eat. And even though my body was telling me I needed that, I wouldn't be able to tap into that because I had this belief system blocking me from being able to tap into that. That's why having the belief that all food is good for me is so important when it comes to tapping in. Your belief systems make up everything you do, how you act in the world, how you react to things. So you need to make sure that your belief system is pure, like you are, your sacred self is, and that you have no beliefs that are going to stop you from moving forward into whatever way of life you want to enter into and whatever way you want to look, whatever way you want to feel. It's really important that you're able to let go of all of those old belief systems. The belief systems that dieting is the way, the belief systems that, you know, certain foods are bad for you, the belief systems that eating too much is going to make you turn into something you don't want to be. These are all belief systems that are stopping you from doing your best with this way of life. So when it comes to incorporating more healthy food, and I say healthy as in feel good food, because to me, all food is healthy, but some foods just don't feel good to you. So healthy to you is different to healthy to someone else, right? So if you have this idea that you want to eat more live foods, that's really the better word for it, live foods. Incorporate more fruits and vegetables. Incorporate more, veggies into your day. Veggies that you just weren't eating because, see, the belief system that veggies are only for people that are dieting is there too, can be there. There's so many layers to this. So many layers. You have to move out of that. So the first thing I would suggest is taking a look at your belief system, taking a look at why you're not able to eat those type of foods, because you will crave them. You will crave live food. And if you're not craving it, you're probably craving it, but you don't know that that's what you're craving. So my second suggestion would be to just start incorporating it, whether you think you want it or not. Just start experimenting, just like you would with anything else. Experiment with your food. You're the scientist here. You're experimenting with your cravings. You're learning about yourself. You're learning about what it is that your body needs to feel good. This means try different things. And what I would suggest is just talk to your inner self and set the intention of incorporating more of the foods that feel good in your day. When you begin your day, tell yourself, I want to eat more of the foods. I want to crave more of the foods that are going to really feel good in my body. I want to feel amazing. Like I get into these ruts sometimes, where I'm feeling a certain way. And when we're feeling a certain way, we're drawn to different foods. We're drawn to different foods. So maybe I'm feeling a certain way. Maybe I'm feeling stressed. Like during the pandemic, and I talk about this a lot, during the pandemic, I was completely out of my element when it came to intuitive eating. Completely. I was stressed out. I was so out of my element, and all I craved was just heavy, dense foods. I didn't want salad. I didn't want fruit. I didn't want any of the feel-good foods. And because I was stressed out, I just didn't have a satisfaction gauge. And I grazed, and I just ate whatever because I wasn't connected. We get this way with our emotions. Our emotions will draw us in. That's why the most important thing you can do for yourself, if you find that you're not craving anything that feels good for you, is to begin meditating. Like I was crazy. You know what the pandemic did to you. Like it was just a crazy time. I had so much stress. Like it was just everything turned upside down. And so I didn't even have a minute to myself. Like self-care went down the drain. It did, out the window. No self-care, no meditation, no breathing, nothing. Everything just went out the window. No gym, nothing. Because I had just had a baby. I had just had a baby. So all of that was coming in. And then everything of like the kids, all the kids were home all the time. We had to homeschool them. We had to learn how to. Homeschooling was okay when we did it by ourselves, but then we had to do it with these teachers. So we had to school them with the teachers on the computers, and everything had to be, you know, there was just so much involved. If you have kids, you get it. So much stress. So everything went out the window. And my self-care for that moment really was just taking it day by day. I got up out of bed. That's all you can do sometimes. But if you're in this place right now where you know that you are emotional, you do have emotions going on, make it a priority to process those emotions. Add in your self-care. Make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to stay centered and anchored. And sometimes that's going to mean waking up early. Like that's my self-care. I always wake up before the kids. I have my morning drink before the kids get up. I sit and I just anchor into myself. So if you want to start incorporating foods that you're not eating, ask yourself the question, what are my beliefs around eating these kinds of foods? Take a fine-tooth comb and start watching your life. Second, pay attention to your emotional state. Pay attention. Ask yourself, set the intention. I want to eat foods that feel good for me today. Because your body needs live foods. It does. And we can go a couple days without having a few days. You know, maybe your body's craving more of the carbs or the proteins, things like that. But your body needs live food, period. It needs it. It needs fruits. It needs vegetables. So if you're not having those things in your diet, in your daily diet, in your daily meals, then you got to ask yourself, why? Why am I not craving this? And really look at it. Is it my beliefs? You know, like me with the fruit. I couldn't eat fruit unless it was like starting the day. And sometimes I didn't even want to start the day with fruit. You ask yourself these things. You get clear on your belief systems around these types of foods. You get clear on whether you're eating emotionally or not. All right? Get clear. Get focused on setting the intention. Which reminds me, I created an intuitive eating coloring book. I'll put the link in the description. It's perfect for staying focused because you can use it as self-care and wake up. And I do it all the time. I wake up and I sit in color with one affirmation. So I thought it would be a great way to do it with coloring books. I would get up in the morning and I would sit because I love just coloring and, you know, along with my journaling. So I'll sit and I'll color and draw or whatever. Really tap into my creative side in the morning to as self-care and as a way to focus on what I'm doing for the day. So this coloring book is great because you can color and state an affirmation having to do with intuitive eating. And while you're coloring, you just keep repeating that affirmation and you really just meditate on that affirmation. So check it out. But those are the steps. And if you find that you are an emotional eater, you're still kind of in the emotions, get to the Happy Eater. Go to the Happy Eater podcast. I'll put that here. It's my free podcast for emotional eating, and it's the first one. I've got the Happy Eater, then I've got Tap In, which is what you're listening to now. This is more on the energetic side. The first one is more on the emotional side. Get over there and start listening to that podcast as well. It's important that you process your emotions in order to get to a space of real clarity on what it is that you want and need for your body. All right. I love you. If you have any questions, you can reach me, Martita, at martitarobinson.com.